India was the first stop for commentator and theologian Robert Franklin when he was traveling in Asia recently.
Wherever you're listening right now, it's probably a familiar place. But imagine with the blink of an eye, you find yourself on a crowded street in a rural village, unable to read the signs or understand the language. It's terrifying and exhilarating. I like to call this living on the edge, the place where the familiar and the unusual meet. I confronted many of these edges during a recent trip to Asia. In the ancient city of Varanasi on the holy river Ganges, I watched Hindu pilgrims bathing at sunrise in its chilly, purifying waters. The people call her Mother Ganges and long to be cremated and dispatched here to ensure direct passage to nirvana. Every day while the rest of the world goes about its daily work, in this little city on the river, the dying and the deceased transition into eternity. As cremation pyres filled the air with smoke, friends and worshippers observed in quiet reverence. It was unusual to see so many people preparing for death with such haunting peace and poise. Their calm exacerbated my unease. I'm unaccustomed to observing death in broad daylight. Further east, near the Wutai mountain range of northern China, there's a breathtaking architectural site, more stunning than the Great Wall. It's called the Hanging Monastery and is comprised of three small temples that dangle from the side of Mount Hangshan. They look like three old friends hanging out together. As I walked carefully along the narrow bridge connecting them, it felt as if I was walking the thin line between tradition and modernity, where the past and the future often collide. During China's Cultural Revolution, the monks were driven from these monasteries into the fields to work. Some refused to betray their convictions and were killed. I considered the sacrifice of the martyrs who lost their lives resisting government oppression, the high price sometimes paid for practicing our moral principles. Some edges are stained with blood. A week later, I stood on the world's most dangerous edge, the demilitarized zone separating North and South Korea. On the border at Panmunjom, angry-faced North Korean soldiers stare down American and South Korean Marines. And these young soldiers constitute a human border between civilization and the unimaginable, the edge between war and peace. Well, recently I returned home, and it's good to be back to familiar things. Going through old mail and overdue bills and getting reports on who died, got fired, has cancer, or is getting divorced, I realize that these are edges, too. You don't have to travel to the end of the earth to reach an edge. They're all around us, all the time. Whenever we face a life-changing decision or respond to unforeseen tragedies, we are again thrust against the boundary where we feel our finitude and limits, on the edge.
Robert Franklin teaches ethics at Candler School of Theology. He's also a senior fellow at the Center for Law and Religion at Emory University in Atlanta.